David was on an airplane, and a conversation that follows will blow your mind. David starts talking to the guy beside him. "I'm a missionary," he says. The other guy responds, "I'm a witch. I'm a warlock. People pay me and I can do whatever they want. If a man comes to me and says, 'I want that woman, she belongs to someone else and she's married,' well, it doesn't matter. Give me that money. Boom. That home is broken apart. That woman belongs to him. I can do it 100% of the time," this man says. "In fact, I can take your wife from you and give her to anybody I wish." David replies, "No, you can't." "Yes, I can." "No." "Yes, I've done it to many Christians. Who do you think that you are?" David says, "I'm somebody you can't touch." "Well, there are some people that I can't touch. Let me ask you some questions. Are all your sins forgiven?" "Yes." "Do you have any secret sins in the closet?" "They are all forgiven." "Do you watch soap operas?" "No." "Do you read novels?" "No." "Do you memorize scripture?" "Yes." "Do you listen to worldly music?" "No." "Okay, I can't touch you. 99% of Christians always have something. Most Christians watch soap operas." "If you watch soap operas," the man says, "you're mine. Any Christian who watches soap operas voluntarily open up the door for influence, and my spirit can give in. I can break apart that home. I can harass you. I can make you miserable and take away your wife and give her to anyone I would like." Interesting story. Don't you think that it's important to get free of all things that does not belong to God? If you plan to go to heaven, you have to get rid of anything in your house and in your life that belongs to the devil. We are living in the middle of a great war, a great controversy between good and evil. Every action, every decision we make either brings us closer to God or pushes us away from God. There are rules to this war. We have free will, and God respects that. Equally, the devil has to respect that. God has rights, the devil has rights. A former Satanist, Roger Morneau, who becomes a Christian, he wrote a book that is called A Trip into the Supernatural. And in this book, first of all, it's a powerful testimony, but and lots of insights to, you know, from the dark side, you can say. In this book, he says, the high priest, that is the satanic high priest, explained that demon spirits are in reality specialists in various fields of activity, having a background of experience measured in millenniums. They are engaged in a fierce conflict for the control of men's minds, a conflict against the forces from above. Everyone they could make to disqualify himself from being a member of Christ's kingdom automatically becomes a member of Satan's great kingdom. Now that's interesting insights that the Bible actually also confirms. Do you know what else this satanic priest said? The spirits would encourage people to listen to their feelings instead of the word of Christ and his prophets. In no surer way could the spirits obtain control of people's lives without the individuals realizing what was happening. You know, if you give Satan your little finger, he will not hesitate to take your whole hand. Do you think that you're in no danger and that you will be able to stand? Well, let me tell you, you are in danger as soon as you take your eyes off Christ. You know, even stars fall. Just look at Judas Iscariot, Peter, and the other disciples, and many others through the Bible. The disciples were the ones closest to Christ. They fell. They fell when they did just what this satanic priest revealed, listening to their feelings rather than to the words of Christ and his prophets. By beholding, we become changed. I want to ask you, where is your focus? What does your eyes look at? What does your ears listen to? What does your mind dwell on? This is who you are. Think about that. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 to 13, we can see in essence what we have heard from these stories here. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Do you want to do all? Through the merits of Christ in order to stand. The author of the book, The Great Controversy, wisely says, "No man is saved for a day or an hour without prayer." God wants to finish the work that He has started in you. In order to do this, He needs your cooperation. Faithful is He who promised. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.